And welcome back to another episode of the Like Anime podcast. I am joined by my buddy Tony.
Hello.
And my name's George. I can't remember if I said that. But we're back again to talk about the spring season of episodes. A new crop has just come out.
That's right. It's finally episode one time. We have finally reached season one, episode one, after how many episodes have we put out prior to season one, episode one?
We're back on track.
Yeah, after a few, you know, a little bit of a rough start, and then, you know, obviously the teaser where we go over all the shows that we're going to be watching, which if you haven't listened to that, that's all right. You can just listen to us talk about the shows now, so don't worry about it. Something worth mentioning is we did have a special episode that came out on Easter with our friend Mike, where we talked about last season's second season of a show that came out last. I'm saying this all wrong.
It's the finale.
Yes. We talked about the entirety, first and second seasons of The Promised Neverland, Yakusoku no Neverland. And we did, you know, how long was it? Like 2.5 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours. Yeah, just over 2 hours.
So between the three of us, we talked for 2.5 hours about the first and second season, you know, leaning heavily on the second season since it was the most recent one and it was the thing that we had the most things to say about.
Fresh
anyway,
in our minds.
We won't be covering that show in tonight's podcast as we wrap up the winter 2021 season because we did a whole episode of its own about it. So
yeah, check it out.
But I think we're probably going to start off with new anime.
And we only have a few episodes to talk about today, but...
Yeah, so this episode is going to cover everything that came out prior to the first real week, up to Friday, April 2nd. Up to and including, I guess I should say, Friday, April 2nd. And our next episode that will be coming out on the 9th. We'll be talking about everything that comes out on Saturday because there's a whole ton of it. And then we're going to have an episode come out on the 11th that will be covering everything from Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Yeah, that sounds right. I don't know. There's this whole spreadsheet.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some episodes, and the next time it'll be some different episodes.
Yeah. So with this one, I guess we should start off with the big thing that everyone's excited about, except not the thing that they're actually excited about, because in this episode, we're talking about My Hero Academia Season 5, Episode 0. Yeah. So that little, hey, let's meet the characters again, because you don't remember them from a year ago when we last saw them, I guess.
Yeah. I had heard from you that of what to expect from this episode, and I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I'll still watch it, of course, And then I did, but my expectations were quite low, and I actually really enjoyed it. Obviously, to your point, there's not a lot that happens, but I mean, we're going to spoilers, I suppose, but I've completely forgotten the end of the previous season, which happens just in the last episode, and it's, I don't know, kind of brief, but it's Endeavor, who is now the number one hero, fighting one of the Nomus, I think it's Nomu, giant beast creatures that the League of Villains is experimenting and creating, and it was a pretty awesome fight, and they recap that in this, and I literally did a double take and was like, oh, I completely forgot about that.
they very briefly recapped it. The main part of the episode is not that.
Yeah, but they showed like the coolest parts of the fight, and I was like, dang, that was a cool fight that I completely forgot about. And then yes, they do this whole thing of they're doing like a emergency drill.
Yeah, a training exercise sort of thing.
And it's just in service of like reintroducing who each of the students are in class 1A and what their powers are. And they get to, they're all part of a team now, you know, they're actually working together and it's how they work as a unit. And
yeah, and I mean, I'm glad they did that because I forgot what that green haired kid's name was. You know, the green haired one?
I'm trying to think. Is he in the class?
I think it means bug or something in Japanese. Yeah, I don't know. And then there's that guy that's like the fire and ice. I don't know. I can't remember his name either.
Oh, Todoroki?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the joke, George. I'm just saying things that I already know.
Oh, okay.
Deku. Like, Deku has green hair.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
You're being sarcastic.
Oh, yes. Yes, I was. Well, I baited you in. I'm sorry.
I bought it. Your acting is impeccable.
No, I honestly don't think I forgot any of the names of any of the main characters. Maybe some of the side.
I appreciate it for some of those other characters that don't get like a lot of, you know, shine. But actually, I don't know. There was a few moments, the way they kind of introduce everyone, they do like, they're all contributing to this crisis, this fake crisis, sort of that they're trying to handle, like, you know, what would they really do in this situation? And each person has a moment where they contribute and like do something, you know, worthwhile and, you know, of worth. And then they do like a freeze frame, like right in the middle of them doing it, and show their name and like what their power is and what their superhero name is. But I don't, not all of them, but I'm trying to remember specifically, but there's a few where it like kind of got me. I mean, of course, like Deku, but there's a few others where it was just like, yeah, Froakie, I don't know, like it kind of got me where I was like, all right, I'm ready, let's do this, I'm back in, my hero. It's been a while.
Froakie,
yeah,
with P's.
Yeah, you're right. Froakies. Reminds me of the
Froakies that
Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're one and the same in my head.
Okay.
But yeah, were you? I was kind of entertained and reinvigorated by this, even though there wasn't much to grab onto. But it sounds like you were a bit annoyed and.
I didn't hate it. It was you know, like a mouthful of air. You just don't really notice it, you know. Yeah, the beginning they sort of teased the ending of last season. Then they had this big thing where they just did things, you know, to do things that have no impact on the overall story and don't matter at all. So that they could throw up the character cards and reintroduce everybody. And then at the end, they teased the next episode, which I guess we shouldn't even go into what they teased at the end of that episode without going into episode one. So I guess tune back in about 4 days if you want to. No, not 4 days, 2 days. Yeah, that's right. We'll be talking about episode one of My Hero Academia in the next episode, which will be coming out on April 9th. Did you have anything else you wanted to add about?
That's about it. You know, not much else to say.
Okay. Then we can move on to the next one. I'm going to pull up my spreadsheet of notes here, or not spreadsheet, but my, do you know what the next show is?
Next is a show I have not seen, General Manager of Baby.
And I also have not seen it because it is not available anywhere.
Oh, so this is not picked up.
I don't think it's an ONA. It was broadcast. It was broadcast on Japanese television. But they basically, it's 5-minute episodes and there's 8 of them and they just dump them all in a block. And it doesn't look like anyone has picked it up for the subtitling. I can't find it anywhere, even through my less than legal means of finding things. So, something I might have to try and find later.
It needs to go on another list.
Yeah, it should probably be taken off this list for now, I guess.
But after that, we got Joran, the Princess of Snow and Blood.
Oh, and you have seen this one, I think, right?
I have.
All right, and this is episode one of Joran that we're going to be discussing.
That's right.
All right. You want to start it off while I pull up my notes?
Sure. Yes. So Joran takes place in 1931, I believe, exact date, and is in Japan in that era. And this show overall, I don't know, it's sort of a mystery in the sense that only a little bits are being unveiled and there's a lot of reveals and I don't know. I liked it. It looked really cool. And I liked the main character named Sawa. But she looks really cool. Her just design is...
Is her name Yuki? Yuki Sawa?
She's mostly referred to as Sawa. I think her little sister is Yuki.
Yukimura is the name. And Asahi is the younger sister. That's probably sister.
Surnames maybe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I have is just Yukimura. Okay. So I didn't hear anyone refer to her as Sawa.
Oh, really?
I just heard Yukimura and and Asahi refers to her as Yukiane-san. Mm. So, yeah.
Interesting. But anyway, main character.
Yes.
I don't know. I guess we're spoiling it, but it's like she is posing. Well, she manages this used bookstore, but it's kind of a front for her being an assassin. And in the episode, she's hired to protect someone from being assassinated. And then we think she has this little sister, but it's not actually her little sister. There's a lot of like introducing and then immediately like, nope, none of that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. So like when we first meet her, she's dressed like a geisha, I guess, basically, like white face and everything. And she's working in a bookstore and seems like a nice person. And then she goes to what I assume is a house of ill repute, where at first we think that's where she's working. But then it turns out it's just her way to get into the spy lair that she works at. And then it's revealed that, she's this crazy assassin. There's a lot that happens in this episode. Yes. Like it zooms through it so much.
Yeah.
The animation looks really good.
It does.
That first opening sequence, so like the pre-title sequence, like the animation style on that was so good. And then after the titles, it went to their normal animation style, which is still good, but just not quite as overly beautiful as that intro sequence was.
Yeah, they saved that for the fight scenes, it seems. But I do think overall it looked really good, like especially with like the lighting. There was a lot of moody, like dark scenes that didn't look like cheap. You know, it looked nice, like just, you know.
And there was occasional scenes where like the 3D CG was, you know, visible, I guess, or noticeable.
Yeah.
But it wasn't terrible. So yeah, the animation overall was really good. And I think you covered everything that's in my notes about, you know, the younger sister thing, which isn't revealed till the end of the episode, but,
I liked it, but my biggest complaint was, I just felt like it raised more questions than it gave answers.
Yeah.
Like where it was to the point where like, I feel like I don't even know these characters, but I know all these things are happening and I feel like I should care, but like it's just too fast.
I mean, I think there was enough to make me interested in learning more about them, but yeah, they hadn't really involved me enough in the characters at this point either. The other thing that you didn't mention that I do have in my notes is there's like these blue blood demi-human beast things or something. Like that seems to be sort of the main plot point that, you know, those are the people that they're fighting for the most part. Although they seem to be sort of like subordinates of some other organization that's, I guess, trying to overthrow the government is what it seemed like. I don't know. A lot of it's pretty unclear even after watching this episode, to be honest.
And there's, it doesn't spoon feed anything, that's for sure. But it's just kind of like, oh, this is happening. But our main character has these powers and
She is also a blue blood.
Yeah.
As they call them in the show. So, or I think they call them something else too.
But well, it seems to be related because she had the like a bird that like a white bird. I don't know
right.
birds, but that like seemed to be connected to her power when she would transform
somehow. But unclear.
And so. Then the other, she was fighting this other guy who had like more of a some sort of wild cat, like a tiger. I don't know. It was like some, you know, it was like a different animal. So I was like, okay, like they can. Some animals are involved somehow in this.
They each have their own spirit animal or something, I guess.
Yeah,
something like that.
So that's curious. But it's interesting having like the supernatural like fighting and thing happening mixed with like this sort of period drama, and to what you were saying, it does seem like there's some sort of like military coup or like there's some underhanded dealings and like political kind of intrigue that's going on. It's an interesting mix of those two things.
Yeah, and I got more that she's like a spy of some sort. I didn't really get the assassin thing, I guess, right away until the end thing when we see how she met Asahi, the girl.
Well, for me, it was in one of the scenes an example where things just happen too quickly, where she goes to this sort of brothel or kind of place you were talking about, and she walks into one of the rooms, and one of the geishas is, you know, servicing a client. She's on top of him. And then our main character walks in and the girl turns around and it's like, oh, hey. And then she just immediately kills the guy.
Yeah.
Like he says something, you know, some like comedic line and like, boom, he's like, you know.
Right.
His neck is, gone.
Yeah.
And so it happens so fast. But I was like, okay, they're assassins. Like they just kill people that like there was nothing I don't know. It was just so I done mean, so casually that I, it was I, like, I got, that's bizarre.
I did get that the blonde haired girl, who's the one who was in the room that killed the guy, that she was, like an assassin or something, working for the same organization, spy organization, I guess. I just didn't really get that. What are we calling her? Yukimura? Sawa is what you have?
Yeah, we'll have to look that up, but perhaps that is her full name.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, I didn't really get that she was like an assassin, really, just that she was working with this organization that employed assassins, I guess. But she was, she felt like more of a spy sort of thing to me, I guess.
That's fair. I just assumed it, but yeah, definitely spy, like, espionage stuff going on.
Yeah.
And
it's got a lot of weird fantasy sci-fi-ish sort of elements to it that haven't been explained at all, hopefully in the future.
Yeah.
But for now, it's a decent show. I gave it a 6 out of 10. It's good enough to watch another one.
So funnily enough, well, it was because when I doing the ratings this time, because last time we had a false start in winter, we started in the podcast. But I used a letter grade, but I decided to switch, make it simpler. Anyway.
Well, then I'll change mine.
No, we have to be different. No, I also gave it a 6.
Okay.
And I'm just doing whole numbers.
Yeah,
not halves. Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured you were. So yeah, 6. 6 to me seemed fair. I'm interested, but I'm not sold.
Yeah.
I need more.
Yeah, it's got some proving to do to move up, and it could certainly move itself down if it does things wrongly.
Yeah. I mean, it's putting a lot of weight on, like, these threads need to be resolved and, like, justifiably, in like in a believable way.
Yeah.
It's all right. Out of the gate, it's already like, all right, there's a lot going on here. Like, this better all tie together. But I have faith to check back on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll definitely check out another episode. Mm. So, I guess I can say what the next one is. I just have to switch tabs real quick. Godzilla Singular Point, aka Godzilla SP. So, this is one that is being released on Japanese TV and is on Netflix outside of, Western territories. So, it is available in certain means. There are ways to watch it if you want to, but since it is a Netflix show and it is not coming out on Netflix in the United States or England, from my understanding, during this season, we won't actually be discussing it this season. We'll wait until, the whole thing drops on Netflix in presumably July, and then maybe do a deep dive on it if we both decide to watch it. I'm watching it as it comes out either way. So, I mean, even if I don't talk about it, I'm still going to be watching it. And
first impressions, can we get a...
I recommend it.
You like it?
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good. Some of the animation is a little not the best, and some of the characters' design and story stuff feels a little immature, I guess. Not really childish, but I don't know. But overall, yeah, it's, it's mecha-ish, I guess. Like, there's definitely some mecha hints in it. I haven't seen a whole ton of that yet, but it didn't drive me out. It's, I like the characters. I like the story. I want to see where it's going.
Nice.
So yeah, at this point I would recommend it. But we'll see how I feel at the end of the season, I guess, and whether we decide to watch it or not.
This is shaping up to be a summer of Godzilla.
Oh yeah. What other Godzilla is there?
Well, the Godzilla versus King Kong movie just came out.
Oh,
this month.
Not anime though.
No, but I'm just saying this combined, I mean, it should be out of Netflix jail, sometime this summer.
Right.
So that combined with, I think that movie, that new movie grossed more, because of COVID, grossed more than any movie in 2020. So yeah, I don't know. It could be, it's teeing it up for the animated to knock it out of the park. It'll be on Netflix. Everyone will watch it off the high of,
maybe.
Godzilla.
Yeah, I guess that's possible.
But sweet, I'm looking forward to it. I obviously, you have a means of watching it, but I'm waiting for its sentence to be over in America.
Yeah. It looks good in both like animation and story. Can't really say great yet, but it's pretty solid. Seems
cool.
What do we got next?
Sushi Sumo.
Oh, this is another one, just like general manager of Baby, that isn't available anywhere yet. So I'll skip over that one. And the next one we're also going to skip over because they took a week off. I guess we should say what it is. So I'm a Spider, So What is continuing from the previous season. They put out 12 episodes in the previous season and they took a week off. And then they're putting out 12 more episodes in this coming season. So,
okay.
So this is a week off, I guess. We are going to at some point talk about, you know, winter shows that we watched. So I guess I could talk about that now, how a Spider has shaped up so far.
Yeah.
Since it's on the list in this place for some reason.
Yeah. Well, it's actually the last new show that in this list, so.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So might as well just segue.
Might as well, yeah. Looks like we're moving into stuff from last season. So last season continuing, we've got So I'm a Spider, So What? Also known as Kumo desu ga nanika. I think I said that right.
Kumo?
Kumo?
What's spider?
Kumo.
A spider?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Kuma is bear.
Yeah. You
know, Kumo.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just kidding. I'm learning things.
And Kamo is duck.
Oh.
And there's a whole bunch of them that really sound like really similar and like get mixed up in my head, but Kumo.
So if there's an emergency in Japan involving an animal and you're frantically trying to tell someone, it could easily be,
yeah, there's a giant monkey, spider, duck over there.
Spider monkey?
Could be any one of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spider show I have not seen.
The spider isekai, as I called it last season. So I did mention this in our What We're Going to Watch. I dropped it last season because I got bored with it. And then a couple weeks later, I don't know, felt it beckoning me, I guess. I was just curious like where it went, because there was some sort of open-ended things that I had left. When I left it, there were some things that were kind of open-ended and I was still curious about where they went. So I picked it back up, started watching it, and I have now watched all of the episodes, as I said during the previous What We're Going to Watch It thing. So I don't know how much I need to really talk about this one, because I covered most of that in our What We're Going to Watch, but I like it. It definitely, you know, episode 12, it got to a nice ending point for the arc, and it seems to be ramping up to start off this next season or continuation of the season pretty well. So and it'll finally hopefully start getting into more of the curiosities that have been, you know, taunting me since I started watching it.
So you got kind of bored with it or disinterested at some point.
Yeah.
And then you kept thinking about it, so you picked it back up, and you finished the season.
Yeah.
Has it won you over at a point where, like, you're going to... I mean, it sounds like you're going to keep watching it, of course. But, like, will you definitely finish this season, or are you still waiting to get, like, more before you're, like, sold on it?
It really depends on what they do with it, because, like I say, they seem to... Some of the questions that I had early on that I was waiting for them to answer, they haven't answered. But it looks like they're going to start answering those questions now. Yeah. And depending on what those answers are, it could drive me out of it. But I don't think they're going to go that way. But, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm going into this intending to watch, you know, all 12 of the next 12 episodes. But it's entirely possible that I might at some point drop it again. And then I might come back to it again. Who knows? It reminds me a lot of that time I got reincarnated as a slime. She has that same sort of cuteness factor that Rimuru has. And like story-wise, there are some, you know, serious parallels that you can draw between the two. It does, you know, make itself distinct in some ways.
And you were drew to it, I remember, initially, because it reminded you of the slime. Isekai.
Yeah, I think original. So. I mean, I think that that's part of why I decided to start watching it. I generally like don't like isekais, so I tend to avoid them. And there are, you know, many, many, many exceptions to that. So when I say I generally don't like them, it's really only about like 50% probably. But this one, I think it had some things that reminded me of the things that I liked about that time I got reincarnated as a slime, and that was part of the reason I decided to watch it. And then as I was watching it, I kind of felt like, yeah, it's just sort of doing the same thing that, you know, Slime Isekai did. And I think that's part of the reason that I dropped it. And then that the thing that was different was what drew me back.
Okay.
Yes.
So. Nice.
So yeah, it's a solid show. I don't think it's like going to be going down in history books as one of the greatest anime ever made or anything, but it's interesting. It's cute. It's funny. It's, you know,
yeah,
all of the things I like in anime. So yeah.
Well,
keep watching.
I will tune in to when we hear more of it.
All right. So next on my list, it says special challenge. Do you know what that is, George?
I'm not sure. I think it's been kept from me.
So I decided to devise a sort of special challenge. A lot of times, George and I get together and we end up talking about old anime that we have watched. And I haven't seen a lot of things that he talks about. And he hasn't seen a lot of the things that I talk about often. So
there's a lot of anime out there.
There is a lot. There's so much. I mean, you're going back through the whole history of anime. Yeah. No way you could keep up. So I decided that this, you know, for this season, we would do a sort of special additional anime for each of us to watch. I will pick one for you to watch. You will pick one for me to watch. And we'll find out what those are next week. I want to give you time to, you know, really figure out what it is that you want to do.
You want to make me sweat.
I want to give you time to think about it and decide what you're going to pick. I don't want you to just be on the spot having to pick off the top of your head, you know?
That is exciting though, you know, think about something that you, you know, I'm not going to try to torture you, something you might like.
Yeah. Our difference in anime tastes, has shown itself in the past. Like when we initially started, you know, doing our just watching anime together thing every week. And we sort of devised a system wherein we would each sort of vote on whether we keep watching something or not. And there weren't many agreements. There was a lot of disagreements. I guess, no, that's not true. We largely agreed on what not to watch.
Yes.
But what to continue watching, it often went 50-50.
It was mixed.
It was very, very few that we were both like, yes.
Yeah, there is some overlap, but yeah, that is true. I mean, it's honestly... We talk about anime together anyway, despite that.
Yeah.
But it's part of the reason I wanted to do this podcast with you is because our tastes are so different. So we cover a wider, you know, array of things. We're not just being, you know, going to agree with everything the other person likes or, you know, agree with their positions on why they like it or why they think it's, you know, worthwhile. But
yeah. And I think that's probably apparent from our what we're going to be watching where, I mean, yes, I have more shows, but the overlap. I don't know. Yeah, there's a fair amount that like you're watching that I'm not watching, and there's ones that I'm watching that you're not watching. And there's just a few that we're both watching.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So there's that. So yeah, we'll pick some shows and we'll start this special challenge next week.
Yep. And then all we got left here is Winter Leftovers, which means I have to switch tabs again so that I know which shows we're going to be talking about. Let me find this really quick. You know what? It's on the web page. I should just open the web page at anime.toyboat.net. yeah, it's on the schedule. I have it all here. So, let me just sort of run through some and
it's going to be mostly you because
I
signed up for way too much when we tried to do this before and you followed through. So, This is you doing a victory lap, but I'm curious what you liked and what was good last season.
I watch a ton of anime regardless of whether I'm talking into a microphone afterwards or not. So, I don't know that the order that these are in, probably the order that they debuted in or something, but X-Arm you were watching. Did you end up dropping it?
No, I just...
Or you just... It's on hold still?
Yeah, essentially.
Okay. All right.
The first couple episodes, I believe.
Okay. I was just wondering if it, like, drove you out, like, if it did something, like,
not
to
really
make you not watch it anymore.
No, it was still enjoyably bad for me, but okay. I didn't get that deep into it. It's also one of those things, even though it's enjoyable, it's still bad, so it's not like, oh, my God, I can't wait to see more. It's
right.
Like watching a fun train wreck.
Yeah. All right. And then Nanan Biori is the next one on my list here. And Nanan Biori, Nanan Biori Nonstop is the name of this season. And it is Nanan Biori. So it's, you know, the same as the rest of Nanan Biori. They definitely didn't lose anything this season. And yeah, it was great from my perspective. But, you know, some people aren't into that sort of show, I guess, which is just, you know, a very chill slice of life. Yashike, healing anime, whatever. Cute girls doing cute things, if you want to call it that. It's
but it's, I like it. I would like to watch more of it, but it's, I don't know. It calms me down. Like, it has a tone and a pacing that is very sort of meditative and
yeah,
draws you in, even though it's just more aesthetic than anything. Like,
there's
no explosions, there's no real drama, you know. It's pretty peaceful and serene.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, if you need a show to help you mellow out after a hard week of work or something, check out Nanan Biori. You can watch them in any order. It doesn't matter. You can just put the episodes on shuffle.
Yeah, you're never going to be like, crap, I fell asleep to Nanan Biori last night.
It's actually, it's not entirely true, because in this third season, they did have some characters that were introduced, I guess. So if you did just completely put it on shuffle, there'd be characters popping in and popping out that you wouldn't. But overall, it doesn't really matter, because that's not really the point of the show.
Yeah.
And then next up, I have Yatagome on my list. What is the name, full name of it? Yatagome-chan Kansatsu Nikki or something like that. This one, I paused midway through the season. I just sort of stopped watching it. It's another slice of life. It's got a little bit more of a hectic pace. And it's not that I don't like it. It's just that there was so much good slice of life last season, and it really didn't look like there was going to be much good this season, that I wanted to reserve one. So I've reserved Yatagame-chan for this season, just in case these slice of life offerings this season are, you know, less than what I require.
So you're not caught up on it, is that what you're saying?
I'm not. I think I watched four or five. Yeah. Oh, okay. So I didn't complete it, but you know, it's slice of life, you know. I mean, there's not a whole lot to go into a review about a slice of life show. It's pretty difficult, other than to say, you know, it makes me happy to watch it, you know. And so I just sort of have it, you know, reserved to be able to watch it in the future when I run out of good slice of life things to watch.
All right.
And then I've got Kimono Jihen.
Yes. Okay.
Pretty good. I expected them to sort of wrap up the season a little bit more and like not leave it so open. They did leave it a little bit open. I don't know. I'm trying to do these like sort of spoiler free, without like diving too deep into the plot of what happens during the show. But the ending, despite the fact that it was sort of open ended and sort of closed at the same time, It was a pretty good ending, I think. It definitely left me wanting more, but also fine if there never is any more, I think. So,
okay.
And then we've got Jobless Reincarnation, Mushoku Tensei. So this one, I guess, this one has become a popular topic of conversation in the anime community this season. A lot of people arguing about things that are incorporated into the show that aren't really incorporated into the plot. I don't think a lot of people sort of defending it, saying, oh, well, this is how it was back then. If you were like, you know, a rich lord, you could have your way with your servants if you wanted to. And yes, that is true. But is there a reason to include it in this show? Like, does it serve the plot in any way? And I would say, no, it doesn't really. I watched the whole thing, and it does sort of break away from that, but there's a lot of ecchi stuff in the beginning that really doesn't serve the plot. It's just fan service. So I think anyone trying to defend the show, you know, saying that it's not fan service, that it's, you know, important to show these things for whatever reason. Yeah.
But you're able to enjoy it despite that.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad. It was just little bits and pieces. And like I say, it was like fan service. It was just sort of thrown in as fan service, you know, every once in a while. It didn't need to be there. So you could watch it, like you could go through and cut all of those parts out and watch it and you'd be 100% fine.
Mm. It saves some time too.
Yeah. And it didn't really bother me, but yeah, it's, you know, I don't understand why people think that, I don't know. We should probably just cut this last bit out because I don't know what I want to say. Because if
you got a hot take,
I mean, I have things that I would say, but it would sound like I'm being sort of a jerk.
Yeah.
Which I'm going to try not to do.
So. Okay. Respectable.
So then we've got Last Dungeon. So suppose a kid from the last dungeon moved to a starter town, something like that. It's called.
Yes.
This one actually was sort of a surprise sleeper hit for me. You know, looking at it, it looked like a little bit sort of a kids-ish show, like animation style wise. And it's, you know, an isekai without actually being an isekai, because it's, you know, this kid who is super powerful, but where he's from, it's not considered super powerful. And then he moves to a place where he is like overpowered. The way they handle it is good, because he's just sort of oblivious to how overpowered he is. Unlike most isekai where, you know, they get the power and they're like, oh my God, I'm so powerful. I can, you know, and they want to use all their powers and stuff. And he's just, you know, oblivious to it. He's oblivious to a lot of things, and it's played for comedy and it's funny. Mm. And, it's comedic overall. And, I like this show quite a bit, actually. It was pretty well done as a sort of spoof of isekai.
It like a sitcom, or is it like they're going on an adventure?
I mean, there's an overarching story, but there's a lot of mini stories that are sort of episode by episode.
Okay.
But there is like one, you know, overall arc throughout the season as well.
Cool.
And it resolved fairly well, a little open-ended, but you know, pretty well resolved, I think. So cool. Yeah. And it's a good, I mean, it's light. It's not like heavy or anything like that. It is a comedy, and it's fairly light, but it did have some of the HE stuff too. Just very, very occasionally that was just like, why'd you put that in there? Like, I guess because they thought it would be funny, and maybe what's funny in Japan is different than what's funny to me.
Just didn't click.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a good show, and I would recommend it. Next up on the list is Other Side Picnic. I dropped this one. I just didn't care anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, this one I watched the most of any show from last season, and that was probably like 4 or 5 episodes.
Yeah, that's about how far I got. I got 4, and I was just like,
it's done.
You know, the next episode came out, and I like looked at it in my list of things to watch, and I just was like, what else is there? What else can I watch instead of this, you know? And then I kept doing that. So yeah, I never went back to it, and I don't
blame you.
I don't regret it. Like, it's just, I don't know where it was going, but it didn't really seem like it was going much anywhere, honestly. It was just, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, not a fan. I guess if I'm wrong about that, someone will probably let me know in comments somewhere, so that I can, you know, maybe go back and look at it again if you really think that it's worth my time. Not that my time is more valuable than anyone else's, but you know.
Well, you know, reassurances can be helpful.
Yeah.
Motivating, at least.
Yeah. I mean, knowing that at least one other person out there in the world liked it, you know, is going to.
And I'm sure that's the case, but
yeah,
they got to make a good argument. Yeah. I don't blame you. I mean, I was curious, you know, watching it, but then clearly not engaged enough to finish it. So. It probably speaks for itself.
Yeah. I mean, it looked really good, like animation, great and everything. And yeah, it had so much going for it. It just, like, the story just didn't pull me in, didn't do anything. Yeah. It was sort of just.
At a certain point, it didn't feel like it knew where it was going. Like,
yeah.
Kind of meandering.
Yeah. Meandering would be the word that I would use as well. Anyway, speaking of anime that have a girl with 2 different colored eyes.
Oh, yes. Heterochromia.
Yeah. Next up is Wonder Egg Priority.
Oh, man. Which, this is on my to-watch list. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah. This one had some twists in it and unexpected stuff. A lot, actually. And I can't talk about it because I don't want to ruin it for you or anyone else. But It left me wanting more at the end. I don't think it closed up enough as much as I wanted, but I think that they've announced that there's a special or a second season or something. I think they've announced something
there's
already.
Something coming.
Yeah, there's more of it coming at some point
what
in the future.
What do you rate
so.
It as a, as is?
Yeah, it didn't end like super good, but...
Because the story doesn't feel completely told.
It's like a 7 or an 8. I actually don't remember. I'd have to, you know, get out my list to tell you the actual number that I ended up giving it after having finished the final episode. But somewhere in that range, 7 or 8. It might be an 8, actually. Like,
nice.
Overall, I think it's an 8. It ended not badly, but just not as good as I would have liked, I guess.
Once I get around to that, we'll have to dig in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's worth a watch. It's heavy. It's not light like The Last Dungeon. It's heavier themed and you know.
I mean, right from the get go, there were, because I saw the first couple episodes, but there was themes of suicide and depression and not fitting in and that sort of dark.
Yeah. So there's a lot more of that. Yep. Mm.
Cool. We'll be talking more about that at some point in the future.
All right. I think I only have a few more that I'm actually going to talk about here. So we've got Dr. Stone's Stone Wars. I watched the whole thing. I am at this point unsure if they come out with another season or something, if I'm going to watch any more. It was fine. It just didn't grab me the way the first season did. It never felt like a chore getting through it because it's, you know, it's a fun watch, but I'm not as interested in it as I once was, I guess. And I think they did announce that there's another season or something coming, and I saw some art from it. It looks like they're on a boat. So, you know, One Piece ripoff, I guess. next up is Laid Back Camp. It's another of these, you know, healing Iyashike. Yudu Camp, yeah. Healing Iyashike, slice of life shows. I love it as much as I love the first season. So if you love the first season, you'll probably love the second season. Again, it's a slice of life, so it's not much I can really say about it. It's enjoyable if you enjoy that sort of thing.
It's cute girls going camping.
Yeah.
They love to camp.
They do. Yeah. And there's, you know, surprisingly, the beginning of the season, there wasn't quite as much camping as you would expect. And I was a little disappointed in the first few episodes because it was a lot of them sort of talking to each other, but they were never all together in one place and talking. It was like one talking to the other and her talking to someone else. And then, you know, it was a lot of that, like for the first couple of episodes. So I was like, have they really just gone off the rails here? But then it all came together. So yeah.
Okay. Nice.
It all came together. Next up, Heaven's Design Team. I dropped this one after, I think, 3, maybe 2 episodes. I wasn't into it. And then next on my list is The Promised Neverland, which, as I mentioned, we have an entire show about The Promised Neverland. You can check it out on our channel, previous episodes. We've got Cells at Work and Cells at Work Code Black. I wasn't watching the original Cells at Work. I did watch Code Black for a while. I guess I did the same thing that I did with the original Cells at Work season 1, is I just kind of like, I enjoyed it while I was watching it, and then I stopped watching it for like unknown reasons. It's not that there was anything to dislike about it. It's just the concept had played itself out in my head enough that I didn't need to see any more of it, I guess. So yeah, I stopped watching it after, I don't know, 6, I think maybe.
Okay.
And it might be something that I'll pick up eventually, but I doubt it because I never went back and watched the Cells at Work season 1. So, and then we've got Tomozaki-kun, which is another one that, like, going into it, I wasn't sure if it would be something that I would like, but I ended up watching the whole season, so I guess it was something that I liked at least enough to watch the whole season. I explained the plot in our, you know, winter episode. It's a boy who's really good at a game, decides to meet up with the second best player in the world at this game, and it turns out to be a girl that he goes to high school with, and then she sort of says, well, you know, you're so good at this game, why do you suck so much at life? And so then she decides to teach him how to not suck at life. And it's, you know, cute, not super romantic or drama-y or anything like that, but there are like romantic notes throughout it. And yeah, I mean, that explanation, I know you probably are not thinking that sounds like something you would like either. But I think if you watched enough of it, you would probably like it as well. The concept doesn't sound great, and that's what I went in thinking. Mm. But then once I started watching it, I was like, yeah, this is fun and cute, and you know,
it doesn't sound awful. It sounds like it could be funny and interesting. But I guess I would from your description, I would prefer there to be like developing the romantic relationship, and that, you know, having some sort of stakes, or you know, some sort of, yeah. But it sounds like more like kind of sitcom-y, kind of like.
No, there are hints towards there being romantic relationships developed between a few different characters. In the end, should I not say that?
Well, he can leave it at that, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's good to know. So many stories in general, but so many anime that have romantic elements are so unwilling to commit to anything.
Yeah.
You know, developing or stopping, you know, like real life would be, kind of just keep it in this like simmer of like, will they, won't they?
Right. Yeah. And
which
and
is
this,
fun.
I mean, the romance is not the central theme of this show. It's just that there's some side things going on that have, you know, romantic notes to them. Oh, I okay. guess.
So it's kind of, you know, flirting with that.
Yeah. Yeah. The central theme is mostly about Tomozaki not being, not growing into a neat, I guess, you know, not becoming a loser, sort of learning to come out of his shell. Yeah, I guess that's it. And that is the list of everything from last season that I had to talk about this episode. Mm-hmm. So thanks for sticking in there with me.
That's good to know. I was curious, you know, since I had a lot of shame for not following through with anything last season.
Shame. Shame.
But I was curious where you were at, how you liked things. And you got me, I already wanted to finish Wonder Egg Priority. I haven't had time to squeeze that in, but I'm going to do it. I already was, but you got me pumped even more about it. So I will definitely do that. And I don't know. I'm going to commit to things this season. So the shame will wash away from me.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, I guess, is there anything else we were supposed to talk about during this show?
I don't think so.
No, I think that's it.
Should be it for today.
All right.
We'll be back in a couple days.
That's right. So this should be coming out on the 7th, less than 24 hours from the time that we record this. George looks less certain about that than I thought I was.
They don't care about that. That's.
Oh, that's it. Oh, okay. You don't care about when we're recording? All right. Anyway, you can find us on all the socials. Tell us why we're wrong, why we're right, what you like, what you hate, all of that stuff.
What we should be watching that we're not.
Yeah. So, like I say, all the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, everything.
Shout out that Reddit.
You can find us everywhere at Unlike Anime, UmlikeAnime. If you really like the show and you want it to sound better, get produced on time, you want to actually see our faces while we're recording, we do have a Patreon. I'm not begging you for money. I'm just saying that it's there if you want it.
And if you don't want any of those things, then just continue as is.
Yeah. We're giving it away for free. You can listen for free all you want. Do not feel obligated to give us anything on Patreon ever. I just set it up because I know that there will be people asking for it at some point.
They really want it. They'll seek it out.
Yeah. We do have our first patron.
That's right.
I don't remember his screen name, so I probably shouldn't say who it is, I guess. But, and he didn't even donate at a level to get a shout out. So, you know what? Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know what? Thank you.
Thank you so much for being our first patron. We do really appreciate it.
Yes. Sincerely.
And that's going to wrap it up, and we'll see y'all in a couple days where we talk about Saturday anime.
See you next time.